It wasn't just three isolated arrests that took place that day. The Bundeskriminalamt was a model of preparedness. That morning, units of the state security branch of the Bundeskriminalamt were dispatched throughout cities in the Federal Republic. A total of 14 house searches were conducted. Hackers and friends of hackers, some from the old Hamburg crowd and some from the Hanover Hacking Group, were rousted from their beds and taken to police headquarters in their respective cities and questioned about their knowledge of the espionage ring. It didn't take long for the news to circulate that everything had been set in motion. That morning, Obelix, who had also been taken in for questioning in Hamburg, had called the journalists to say that arrests were underway. The journalists, in turn, started the process of substituting the special half-hour panorama segment they had prepared weeks in advance for the evening's regular programming. After the regular evening news, the North German television station broadcast a teaser for the evening's program, hailing the upcoming show as a scoop not to be missed. When the panorama show aired at 11 p.m., 3 million West German television viewers were tuned in. The show opened with a dramatic shot of the Glenicker Bridge in Berlin, a classic point for exchanging spies from both East and West. It framed the hackers' images in silhouette, and switching to a world map thick with arrows traveling from Silicon Valley to Moscow, described this as the first major case in a new era of high-tech espionage. Cliff Stoll recounted the troubling keywords the LBL hacker had sought. He stared into the computer, concern etching on his face. Somebody was inside my computer, looking for Star Wars information.